DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jared Reed in Bonn. There's to be a four-day ceasefire in Syria from Friday after the Syrian army and rebel forces agreed to suspend military operations to mark the four-day Muslim holiday Eid al-Adha. The ceasefire was brokered by the UN Arab League peace envoy Lakhdar Brahimi, who says the agreement is designed to result in a longer truce and political negotiations. However, both sides say they reserve the right to retaliate in the face of attack. Almost 60 people are dead in Myanmar in Southeast Asia following sectarian violence in the west of the country, which reached its fifth day on Thursday. The clashes are between the Rohingya Muslims and Buddhists. The violence initially broke out in June and it's displaced around 75,000 people. They've been forced to flee from the western state of Rakhine, which has borne the brunt of the violence, to overcrowded refugee camps near the state capital. The United Nations has called for an end to the clashes, which have become one of the biggest tests yet for the reformist government in Myanmar. Interior ministers from leading EU countries are coming up with suggestions to curb the number of asylum seekers from Eastern Europe. They've met in Luxembourg on Thursday, with Germany leading the call for concrete measures to reduce numbers. So far this year, more than 14,000 people from Serbia and Macedonia have requested asylum within the Schengen zone. That's most EU countries and Switzerland and Norway. And over 6,000 asylum seekers from Eastern Europe have come to Germany. The country's interior minister, Hans-Peter Friedrich, wants asylum seekers to receive less cash support and for the applications to be processed faster, as well as these measures.
We have a visa-free travel agreement with Serbia and Macedonia, but considering the way it's being abused, we're being forced to look at reintroducing visas.
But this comes just a day after the German Chancellor Angela Merkel pledged to protect minorities in Germany, including the Serbian and Macedonian populations. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. The ruling party of the German state of Bavaria, the Christian Social Union, or CSU, is in damage control after the party's spokesman tried to prevent a public broadcaster from reporting on one of its main political rivals. The public broadcaster ZDF claims Hans-Michael Strop called its news department over the weekend to stop it airing a report on the Social Democratic Party, with the broadcaster saying it was a clear attempt to influence reporting. Strop has since resigned over the matter, but DW's Terry Martin says the story has blown up into a federal issue.
The opposition throughout Germany says that Hans-Michael Strop was simply a scapegoat, that he might have been acting on orders from Horst Seehofer, the head of the CSU party, and who's up for election next year. They are saying that he might need to be held accountable, and all of this has blown into a big federal story from just small beginnings in Bavaria.
The United States has called for an investigation into the alleged abduction of a Russian opposition activist in Ukraine. The country's main opposition party says Russian agents kidnapped Leonid Razvozhaev with permission from the government in Kiev, which was seeking to gain support from the Kremlin ahead of parliamentary elections on the weekend. The activist himself says he was taken last Friday, smuggled into Russia and tortured. The US embassy in Moscow has asked the Russian government to investigate the matter. Georgia's parliament has confirmed its new prime minister more than 3 weeks after his coalition party triumphed in elections. Bidzina Ivanishvili is the former Soviet Republic's wealthiest man, worth nearly 5 billion euros, and he says he wants Georgia to join NATO and ultimately the European Union. He's vowed to continue the drive of his predecessor Mikhail Saakashvili to integrate Georgia with the West and try and restore relations with Russia following a brief war 4 years ago. And in Thursday's Europa League matches, it was success for Bayer Leverkusen and Hannover, who both won their matches away from home. Hannover secured a 2-1 victory in Helsingborg in their Group L match, while Leverkusen won their Group K match 4-0 at Rapid Vienna. In the night's other games, Stuttgart are up against Copenhagen and Mönchengladbach play Marseille. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Jared Reed, Deutsche Welle News.